Well, today may be Earth Day, but April 24th, Wednesday, is another celebration. That's Earth Justice Day. That'll be the fourth annual Earth Justice Day celebrated at Naropa University in Boulder. One of the keynote speakers who'll be here on Wednesday is Carl Anthony, and he's a visionary architect, urban planner and author. He's the founder of Breakthrough Communities, which is a project of Earth House Centre, and his work has aimed to build multiracial leadership for sustainable communities in California and around it. The country. He'll be speaking on the intersection of race. In fact, the presentation will be called The Earth, the City and the Hidden Narrative of Race. I asked Carl, how has race played out, certainly right now in urban planning as we see it here in the US?
For a long period of time, African Americans have lived in the urban communities. Actually, the participation in American society goes back really even before the country was formed. And we see a great deal of evidence that has accumulated over time, starting with the Atlantic slave trade and the issue of separation of African Americans from the whole society that was built into the environment that many people have taken for granted. And then as our communities have migrated from the urban, from the rural areas in the South, many of our cities have had to really address the problem. You mentioned redlining, and we also have our transportation issues that have been really biased against the interests of communities of color, and racialization of space over time, including suburbanization and separation from full participation of communities in this society, communities of color in the society, in every aspect of urban planning, including the way our schools are organized, the way employment participation, and many other aspects. So it's been really a pretty comprehensive challenge to really deal with the racialization of space over time and space.
That racialization of space, as you said, is still playing out. You know, we've talked about redlining. Now we're seeing gentrification and over-policing of communities of color, particularly of youth of color, in spaces where they traditionally have been, but now because of gentrification, they're being over-policed and even excluded from those areas. And we're seeing that play out in communities like Five Points, where there has been research to show that there's over-policing. So young people who are from those communities and have, you know, many generations of their family from those communities no longer feel comfortable in the open spaces in those communities because of the gentrification and then the over-policing. Can you talk a little bit about what's happening now with the gentrification and how that is an extension of redlining?
Yes, this is absolutely true. And in some of the dimensions of our current experience and contemporary experience go all the way back, both to slavery and then also to the Jim Crow period, where people were denied access to participation in our transportation systems. The housing has been a major source of isolation of African Americans and Latinos and other communities of color for many, many decades.
What we're seeing now with climate change, you write a lot about this in your memoir, The Earth, the City and the Hidden Narrative of Race. And you talk about that intersection of equity, of racism, but also climate change. So how is climate change now playing out in all of this?
We're now experiencing a new series of challenges because for example, in the Hurricane Katrina in Louisiana, the violence of that hurricane really was experienced by the African American community having suffered many of the burdens. And even now, which is, in 2005, the stresses of that severe hurricane is many of the people who were displaced from New Orleans are still struggling to come back. And then we've seen that in the hurricane that affected Puerto Rico. We saw it in extreme weather events in New Jersey and New York, and we've seen it in Houston. And the burdens of climate change have fallen more severely on communities of color and African American and Latino communities.
That is Carl Anthony, who will be coming to Naropa to speak as part of their fourth annual Earth Justice Day. That is happening on Wednesday. He's the former president of Earth Island Institute. And the keynote address that will be given on Wednesday by Carl Anthony and also by Dr. Paloma Pavel, who will join us tomorrow, that will be The Earth, the City and the Hidden Narrative of Race. And we'll hear more about that on tomorrow's Morning Magazine.